This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth
Paltrow. Now,
What's she doing these days?
Well, funnily enough, didn't it make the latest Captain America movie that much better because they didn't have her in it as the girlfriend of Iron Man?
It was very strange that they kept referring to the character, though, when you're going, yeah, she's not in it.
No, don't you remember? They actually referred to her being dumped.
Yes.
They broke up.
Yes.
That's how they managed to not have her in the movie. Yeah. And it made it better. Well, you know, she was a kind of redundant character. She'd done her job and moved on. But as you know, she runs that stupid website where she talks about really expensive things as though they're, you know, the most essential things in the world.
Oh, wasn't it like a few months ago, it was her $800
smoothie.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, normal kind of stuff.
Normal kind of stuff. But she makes at home.
Yes. I'm sure she gets her maid to make them. But anyway.
Just from ingredients you found in her fridge.
Yes. That the maid found in the fridge after she bought them.
So has she done something similar?
Yeah, well, she's now turned her attention to sex toys. And it is slightly disturbing.
Sex toys.
It's somewhat disturbing to even think of Gwyneth Paltrow with sex toys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's just me, but...
Well, possibly. If you were straight, it might have a different...
No, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. Nobody wants to think like that. Now, here's some of the things that she's saying, you know, you really should have...
Well, Iron Man didn't.
He moved on, didn't he? Here's some of the things you really should have if you want to be, you know, just like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
How about a $530 set of vibrating nipple clamps?
Okay.
Leave them on and throw it. Anyway, how about a $730 whip?
Well, okay.
I'm guessing it's high quality leather.
High quality.
Or how about a 24 karat gold $20,000, wait for it, dildo? Now, speaking of things you don't want to be thinking about with Gwyneth Paltrow, kind of in conjunction with that, she's also on the lookout. So if anybody out there can help her, you know, business opportunities.
I think she's got plenty of help in that drawer at the moment.
But she needs some extra help.
Really?
She's on the lookout for 100% organic lubricant.
Oh.
As she describes...
Spit.
Here's how she... there won't be anyone there to spit for.
It's 100% organic.
She wants... 100% organic lube that will turn the driest of deserts into your own personal slip and slide. I think there's something in that for all of us, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. Coming up shortly, we're going to answer a very important question. Which UK pop star described her new relationship as being as concerts... cheeseburgers and Xbox.
She's got mummy issues.
She has. We'll answer that for you very shortly on Joy.
Now, what was that question again, Chris? Mummy issues? Or is that somebody...
Huge,
mummy issues?
Huge pop star. Been around since 2002.
Call her huge.
She was in a massive girl band, very popular, one of the highest charting girl bands of all time.
She went off and did... Was she an X Factor host? She was one of the judges on X Factor, yeah.
Yes. She's had a few relationships.
They are known as marriages, Chris, because she's changed her surname many, many times.
Dropped the surname on occasion.
Every single time.
Been a brand new relationship, just a few months old, very fresh.
Just like the boy.
And now describes it as a UK pop star, describes it as a new relationship that's just about concerts, cheeseburgers and Xbox.
Oh, so she goes, now let's go to a concert and afterwards, if you're a good boy, you can have a cheeseburger and play some Xbox before you go to bed.
Who are we talking about?
Cheryl.
Cheryl Fernandez
Vecini.
Yes, the Tweedy Nicole. Mm. In other words, Cheryl, formerly of Girls Aloud.
She's back to that. And who's she doing?
Liam from 1D.
Little old Liam Payne.
I know.
So, yes,
it's
so
lovely.
That's the mummy issues.
Yes, concerts, cheeseburgers and Xbox.
But if you believe the rumours, because, of course, she's moved in with him now.
Oh.
Yeah, she's...
His house or hers?
His.
Oh.
Obviously, she didn't get to keep the house in the last divorce. So she had to move in with her child, boyfriend, Liam.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And look, they moved to and
we make it sound like she's a cougar, but the reality is she started quite young like he
she's
did.
She's a very young cougar.
She's only 32.
I know, a very young cougar. She ain't no Sonia Kruger. And
but Liam is 22.
Yes, yes. And he's got a lot more money than her.
Oh, really?
And of course she's...
No.
Well, yes.
I guess one day he'll be massive around the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's obviously decided to cement this relationship, so to speak.
In her inimitable way, you mean?
Yes, but instead of... She's decided not to get married again.
Right.
Because that hasn't worked that well.
Perhaps
what's
Liam doesn't believe in marriage yet. You know, he's only 22. You know.
But in the immortal words of Eddie from... And Patsy from Ab Fab.
Yeah.
Beget the son and heir.
What?
Apparently, shut the duff.
With Liam's child?
That's right.
No. No.
Yeah. So now she can have two kids.
Well, I guess that's one way for Cheryl to fight for her love.
Oh, yeah. You go, girl.
This is Joy.
You know how I've said things about the Jackson clan over time? That they're a pack of money-grubbing bastards.
I believe you've said that on occasion.
Yeah, I have said that once or twice.
Yeah. They haven't heard, luckily.
Or they just agree. You know?
Yes.
Let's be honest, they can't deny it. But it's now turning out that Prince's family, due to the lack of a will... are turning out to be pretty much the same kind of creatures.
Really?
They are starting to... It's like lawyers at dawn. They're fighting over his money now. It's really kind of gross.
So we'd already heard a couple of installments around this.
There's a number of children or nephews and nieces that are just suddenly appearing out of nowhere.
There's a number of paternity tests.
Yes. The lawyers who are running, you know, the ones who are in charge of the estate, have actually said now they've applied for permission to charge anybody who wants to have a DNA test. They have to pay for the DNA test
right
now.
Yep.
So, you know, you've got to cough up before you're allowed to,
The state will go broke paying for DNA tests.
Yes, there's a lot. But now, the official six siblings, which were his actual brothers and sisters or half-brothers and sisters, and there's actually, between them, they have a dozen lawyers, and they are now fighting each other over the way to get the money out of that estate the quickest.
Now, they can't even agree.
No, their current one is that three or maybe four of the six siblings and their lawyers have put together a TV package with major music producers and famous artists who will be performing Prince songs for a special two-hour TV show in August. But now, the way they're going to make money out of it is they would all be listed as executive producers of the show.
Oh, because they can give rights to broadcast the songs.
And so they'll all be milking it like nothing else there. So they want to do that.
Yeah.
But they haven't got everybody's agreement. One of the sisters, her name is Tika, she's got her own special in the works. Because she don't want to share that money with anybody. So there's actually two competing specials going up to the networks at the moment.
So they're arguing about whether they have a shared right to give permission or if they all have individual rights to give permission and can give it
the
six different ways.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They're arguing over...
Everything. Right.
So if they sort this out, there may be a special or two coming up later in the year.
Mm.
But if they don't, they may not.
Right.
So, yes, the Prince family, now known as the Jacksons. Now, as we all know, Eurovision was won by that lady from the Ukraine. What was her name?
Jamala.
With that, look, that song.
1944.
Yeah, that one.
Look. I don't care. For me, Dami was the winner.
As we all know, Dami was by far and away the best song of the night and the best performed.
Yeah.
But let's move on from that.
Look, we've just experienced for the first time what any number of other European countries have experienced, you know, the feeling of being totally ripped off.
Except the UK. They have not felt that for a very, very long time.
No, they deserve to be well down the list.
Poor old UK. But the country that's feeling most aggrieved after this Eurovision is Russia. Now, as you know,
they
were going to win.
Yeah.
And then they came third.
It's a bit like World War II.
Well, no, they won that.
Well, no, they sort of came second.
Well, yeah. But the part they were really aggrieved about wasn't coming third behind Australia.
Yeah.
They didn't really give a damn about us. It was coming after the Ukraine.
Mm.
That really made the poor little man, the Russians, cry a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah. Aww. A little few tears of crying.
Well, and they're going to have to go to the Ukraine next year.
I know.
It's not going to go
even
down
worse,
well, is
they
it?
They might take a tank or two.
Mm.
Now, but to make their loss even worse, a rather sordid past of their contestant has now popped up.
Oh.
And they're not happy.
Sergei
had a rather sordid fetish porn past.
Not just regular porn.
No, fetish porn. That's right. Fetish porn.
Of course, this is just a rumour.
No. There are the pictures. They are online.
There's lots of pictures.
Yes. And you can quite clearly see it's Sergei.
Right. Sergei.
Yeah. No. There was a chicky girl in there with him. Mm. Now, in his fetish porn, Sergei is seen sitting naked on a bed holding a saw to the throat of a woman.
Oh, lovely.
Who is handcuffed to a radiator.
Nice.
I know.
Yes.
As I said, fetish porn. Now, as the Kremlin, they don't like this.
Yeah.
Now, he has said nothing. But the Kremlin have popped up and they have said, no, it's not fetish porn. Apparently, these were images to highlight domestic violence. They really couldn't think of a better excuse, could they?
Oh, my God, no.
But not only have they come up with that rather lame excuse, the Kremlin has hired a number of computer experts, and their job is to wipe all trace of these pictures from the internet.
Oh, no.
I believe Russia will be checking out the past of next year's competitor somewhat more carefully.
Well, especially before they send him to the Ukraine.
That's right.
The Ukraine.
There better not be no fetish porn in the past of the next entrant.
I know.
Now, moving on.
Now, you were distressing me with this story.
It's time for some bodily function talk. But I'll keep it nice. Don't worry.
How?
By doing it this way. Now, as you know, Tom Cruise, you know the very small little man?
Yes.
Who's an actor, apparently. He does some crappy movies that nobody cares about.
Mm-hmm.
True or false for Tom Cruise?
Uh-oh, I'm true or falsing now.
Yes. Tom Cruise gets his poop analysed. True or false?
Well, he's weird. It's true.
Yes, it is. Now, apparently it's for health purposes.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe that. I think it's probably some sort of Scientology rot. But
although he's in the age bracket now, where, you know, have to get that stuff checked.
But he doesn't do it himself, of course.
Well, no.
Even though he is that short, he could literally just, he's right down there. An assistant collects the samples for him.
Nice.
Wouldn't you love that to be your job title? Tom Cruise's poo collector. And he then...
Stool sample.
Yeah. And he keeps containers of his stools in his trailer for testing.
Oh, he has a collection.
He's got like a wall of it. People come and go, what's that? It's my poo wall. Oh, Tom, you're a freak. But then there was one person who had a little incident. Now, you remember the Met Ball?
Yes.
Everybody looked fabulous.
Well, weird or fabulous, but either way. Yeah.
And then there was Kanye, who wore jeans.
Yes.
Now, as you know, the paparazzi don't miss a damn thing.
No, they don't.
You can't hide from them.
No, you can't.
Those telephoto lenses will catch every little imperfection.
What did he do?
Kanye. Now, apparently he wanted to look his best before he went.
Yeah.
So, apparently he had a colon cleanse beforehand.
I'm not sure how that changes how he looks, but...
Unfortunately, it does appear, according to the telephoto lens photos that have been published now...
Hadn't dried out.
He didn't give himself enough recovery time.
Oh, God.
And there was a, some would say, a suspicious-looking stain around his bot-bot.
Oh, dear.
At the end of the night.
Oh, dear.
That's right. Kanye shat himself.
You said it. You said it. It's 12 minutes past six and you said it.
Coming up in the High Quality Informer at 6:30.
The tone changes completely. Just before we get into the next little story,
yes,
it is Tristan Minion's birthday.
I know,
tomorrow.
He's officially getting into it, turning into an old bastard.
Happy birthday, Tristan.
Thank you, guys.
Have you got a song request for today?
Yes, you are unstoppable.
We will get that before the end of the show. You got 10 minutes to wish Tristan Minion a happy birthday.
Happy old person day. He's not looking... Anyway. Now, moving on from Tristan, who always wants to be the centre of attention... Kim Kardashian, who also wants to be the centre of attention. Yeah. But over in Iran, they have decided she may be the next great Satan following on from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They have decided that she is a secret agent working for Instagram. Are you following me here?
Yes.
They're big on conspiracy theories, obviously. So Kim Kardashian is a secret agent working for Instagram, encouraging young people to shun conservative traditions and use social media. Oh, my God.
Dreadful.
Like,
shameful.
Let's be honest, she'd be more than happy to get paid by Instagram. She loves to get paid by, well, everybody.
Yes, she would.
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. So, yes, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, who are there to protect the country's Islamic traditions and prevent foreign influence, have said she is recruited by the Instagram boss to target young people and women and turn them to modelling. Oh, my God. See, I told you, the new Satan.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.